Workers at two important General Motors plants in the Midwest, frustrated with a lack of movement in national contract talks between the United Auto Workers Union and General Motors in Detroit, have walked off the job this evening. GM workers have been without a contract since midnight on Sunday, when previous contract extensions expired. Strikes at the two factories have not been authorized by the International UAW. NPR's Don Gagne has this report.
The two plants hit by work stoppages this evening are located in Indianapolis and Janesville, Wisconsin. At the Indiana plant, 2,700 workers stamp out a variety of parts, from door panels to fenders to bumpers, which are then shipped out to nine General Motors truck assembly plants around the country. Janesville is an assembly plant employing 4,800 workers. They build two of the company's most popular and most profitable vehicles, the full-size GMC and Chevy Suburban Sport Utility models. The strikes occurred as national UAW leaders and General Motors engaged in intensified negotiations at company world headquarters in Detroit. The two sides are struggling to come up with a compromise on the issue of job security. The UAW wants GM to follow the pattern contract agreed to last month by both Ford and Chrysler. It calls for the company to maintain employment levels of at least 95% of the current level. GM, meanwhile, wants to sell off several parts plants it considers unprofitable, trimming as many as 30,000 jobs in the process. The UAW is trying to win protections for workers at those plants. Bargaining over the weekend did not result in a settlement, and since midnight Sunday, GM's 220,000 hourly workers in the U.S. have been working without a contract. At a press conference yesterday morning, UAW President Steve Jokic said that strikes by union locals at individual plants around the country were possible, but he added that it was something he couldn't predict or control. Now two plants have indeed gone out on strike. Some analysts say the union's strategy is to single out key GM plants as a way to pressure the company to address UAW demands at the bargaining table. So even though the strikes in Wisconsin and Indiana aren't officially authorized by top union leaders in Detroit, the feeling is that the strikes will help UAW bargainers. In recent years, General Motors' strongest products have been trucks. There's a long waiting list for customers wanting to buy a Chevy Suburban built at Janesville. For that reason, GM will be anxious to end the labor dispute and get the truck plant assembly lines rolling again. These strikes come less than a week after the end of a strike by the Canadian Auto Workers Union, which shut down GM's entire Canadian operations and resulted in plant shutdowns in the U.S. That work stoppage lasted three full weeks. The Canadian strike is believed to have cost the company tens of millions of dollars. If these U.S. strikes spread, they could cost GM many times that amount. This is Don Gagne in Detroit.